Hi, this is Ali Ciardo, and I just got this idea and I decided to sit down and record it really quickly. I want to talk about how to overcome jealousy as a creative entrepreneur.
Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
Hey there, this is Ali Ciardo, and I got hit with this idea and I needed to sit down and record it really quickly. Let me tell you where it came from. I'm in a group called the YEC, the Young Entrepreneur Council, which is filled with really inspiring people. And Kristen Ruby, who's one of the members there, posted a link to an article that she wrote for The Observer. It's called The Girl Boss on Instagram versus Real Female Entrepreneurs. And I know this is talking about women in this case, but it really applies to men and women. The whole article is about basically how on, let's say, Instagram for the most part, I've had this love-hate relationship with Instagram. People post these very beautiful, very curated photos. And so example that she gives. So people are telling me I need to post a picture of my perfectly manicured hands typing, but in reality, that's not a thing. Or I need to post pictures of myself with my team, but really my team either is non-existent or lives all over the place. All of these, this kind of pressure, there's so much pressure because what you're seeing, especially, I'm going to focus here on Instagram, sets this perfect world that you feel like you look at this and you're like, oh my gosh, my life doesn't look like that. Or you see these photos and you're like, oh, that's so beautiful. My photos don't look that beautiful. And you know, this quick to jump into, oh, why can't I be doing that? Why doesn't my life look like that? So, okay, I'll start by telling you my own kind of journey in overcoming jealousy as a creative entrepreneur. I think that everybody gets that little bug sometimes. Like, it's hard to avoid to some extent, but I think that I have come to a really good place in terms of not feeling jealousy when I see other creative entrepreneurs compared to where I used to be. So here's the first thing. I used to come and look at, again, let's say Instagram or other people's work or, you know, let's say competitions, just anywhere that you can see photos or life experiences from other photographers. I used to see these and I would just, I guess I came from a place of fear almost, like, oh, if they're better than me, or even not even necessarily better, but oh, if this photo is so beautiful, then I'm not good enough because this person is so good, if that makes sense. So you probably have felt that way at some point. And here's the way that you have to shift your mindset. Instead of feeling like they're so beautiful, this is so beautiful, this is so wonderful, so I'm not good enough, you have to look at it from an angle of joy and abundance. So you have to look at it and say, this is so beautiful, and how amazing is it that they had this experience? Or how amazing is it that their client was able to get such a beautiful photo from their wedding day or from their portrait session. Now, I know that sounds kind of funny, but you just have to look at it like there's abundance. There is enough to go around. There's no, if they have ugly photos, that's not going to make your life any better. We want everyone to have beautiful photos. We want everybody to be experiencing this as clients. So we want people to have beautiful photos. You have to look at it that way. And if you're finding that you just can't get your head in that space where you're just not quite able to come from an angle of abundance and you're really just feeling down about everything, it's okay to take a break from social media. I have found there have been times in the past when that's been very healthy for me to take a break and just go out there and live your life and forget about it. Just live your life. It is not something that you need to dwell on. So if you can't come at it right now, take a break, you know, reflect and see if later when you come back, you can kind of get more into that space of abundance. Okay, the second thing is you have to recognize, of course, that you're seeing the best parts of what they have to offer in their lives. Like, they're totally curating what's there. It's that old saying, don't compare someone else's highlight reel to your behind the scenes. And the other thing that goes along with this is you have to consider the opportunity cost that that person made to have that experience, to take that photo, whatever it might be. So I'll give you a couple of examples that kind of illustrate this. First of all, you'll see a lot of people, let's say, taking big trips, traveling. Okay, so you don't actually know what their life looks like. You don't know how long they saved for that trip. You don't know what else they sacrificed for that trip. You don't even know the whole story. And I'll tell you from a little travel experience of my own. I took my daughter, Zelle, to Hawaii 2 years ago when she was 13 months old. So we went with other friends who also had a 13-month-old. And then Jeff, Zell, me, and them. So there were six of us total. And it ended up being about a 10-hour flight. And I ended up getting the flu on the flight, on this 10-hour flight with a 13-month-old. It was horrible. When I got to Hawaii, I couldn't move my body. I could barely lift my head. I was so sick. And I spent my entire first day there driving to the urgent care, then driving back for the wait, then driving back, getting Tamiflu, and basically spending the time in bed. Do you think that I showed pictures of that? No, I did not share that. So you don't know, you know, maybe there's this wonderful moment that people are sharing, but that's a moment and there's so much more to life than that. So just consider that. Another point looking at opportunity cost, and sorry, someone just started mowing in our yard, so it might be a little bit loud out there in the neighborhood. Okay, here's one. Jeff is really into sailing, and he's always following these really exciting stories about these people who live on sailboats and travel the world, and that's their life. But, you know, when he talks about it, like, do we really want to give up the things that we would have to give up to do that? Do we really want to wash our clothes in a bucket and say goodbye to our families for the long term and live aboard a 30-foot sailboat, and that is our home, and that's everything? I think it's amazing, but I don't know that I would actually want to do that as much as the story looks compelling from the outside. Or, you know, living anywhere, you could make the sacrifices to move to that place that you dream of living, but there are opportunity costs. You might have to leave your family. You might have to live in a really small apartment for a while. You might have to really, really budget to make that work. You might have to get out there and start networking and spending tons of time making the connections that you need to make to go there. You might need to get on an airplane and spend some money to make those connections ahead of time. If you haven't done it yet, you know, you have to ask yourself, am I willing to do those things? So you've got to get out there and make it happen for yourself. That's the big thing. Here's a really good example from a podcast guest that I had a while ago. Look up Christy Ryan, my episode with Christy Ryan. And she talked about, okay, so Christy shoots weddings all over the world. She shoots in Bali. She shoots in Paris. She's shooting the most amazing weddings. But did someone just come to Christy and say, hey, would you shoot my wedding in Bali? No. She went out there and she set up styled shoots in Paris. She set up shoots in Paris. Like, she took her own time, her own effort, her own money to set that up and make it happen. So are you willing to do that? And if you're willing to do it, can you, you know, can you do it? Can you make that happen? Make that a goal and do it. It's not just going to come to you. You have to get out there and you have to take action for these things to happen. Think about that. Can you put together a styled shoot? Are you willing to take the time and the effort to reach out to other vendors and put together the shoot, maybe spend some of your own money so that you can create something beautiful that you can use to promote yourself? Or maybe you can go do it somewhere awesome so that you can promote yourself as whatever it is that you want to be. But you have to put in that effort. So next time you're feeling jealous, think to yourself, am I willing to go do this myself? The other thing is, kind of going along those lines, you have to recognize that meeting these goals, it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. And with that, it takes commitment and it takes consistency. So when you see a photographer who has grown a huge audience or has booked a ton of weddings or is just crazy successful, it's very unlikely that that person just put up a business one day and the next day they were like, woohoo, look at me, look how great I am. They probably worked every single day at that business. And I know that's what happened in my business. I booked my first wedding for $500. I was a third shooter, assistant shooter, who made $100 for the entire day. And these were like 10 plus hour days a lot of the time, so that I could learn about all the things that I needed to know. I made a lot of sacrifices. And sure, I would have loved to be out there and be that super successful photographer from the very beginning, but I recognized that I needed to take the time to make that happen. And sometimes, you know, if you can't do it right away, I think it's really smart to start out part-time or get some kind of part-time job or work on other things so that you can make it happen and work your way into that. So those are my main things. First, you need to come from a place of joy and abundance. And just every time you feel that way, ask yourself, why do I feel this way? What is it that's making me feel this way? And how could I look at this from a different perspective and look at it from a place of abundance? Two, look at the opportunity cost that that person had to make and ask yourself, am I willing to make those sacrifices for this to happen for me? And then number three, just recognize that things take time and things take consistency. So it's not going to happen overnight. But if you really want something, I mean, look at what that person did to get there and say, can I do this? Will I do this? And, you know, let's do it. Let's set some goals and let's make it happen. So I hope that that helps you next time you kind of have these feelings. They do pop up. I know they happen. And I know it's really helped me to just feel so much more positive in my life and so much more joyful in everything that I do. So let me know what you think. And if you liked this episode, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe right on photofieldnotes.com and you can get the emails every week that will let you know when the podcast is live. And if you liked it, I'd also love for you to leave a review on iTunes. All right, take care. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.